All right, so we're taking a look at brain training apps now. The general topic, of course, is video games in the brain. But for the moment, we're focusing specifically on brain training applications and whether or not they can help improve the way brains perform, particularly in older age. So again, Dr. Sharda says that if you really want to improve cognitive function, rather than focus on mental activity games, you may want to focus on aerobic activity. Now, he's talking about the gaming, because we know that studying can help the brain too. Working that brain can really help the brain. So that type of mental activity, I would say, feel free to engage in. But also remember, physical activity, it helps. Now, in contrast, a study published in Nature found that through the use of a specially designed 3D video game, cognitive performance could be improved in older adults, and some of the adverse effects on the brain associated with aging actually reversed. I told you now, I want you to be ready to just be open and hear what they're saying. We're trying to bring you information that you can use. A specially designed 3D video game, they're saying, actually reversed some of the impact of age-related cognitive decrease in function. Scientists at the University of California, San Francisco, clarify that this provides a measure of scientific support in the brain fitness arena, criticized for lacking evidence that brain training can stimulate meaningful and lasting changes. Check this out. After 12 hours of training for a period of 1 month, study participants aged between 60 years of age to 85 years of age improved performance on the game that surpassed that of individuals in their 20s playing the game for the first time. Now, I know you want to hear that again. Wait a minute. What did you say? Here we go. After 12 hours of training for a period of 1 month, study participants who were 60 years of age to 85 years of age improved performance on the game that surpassed that of individuals in their 20s who played the game for the first time. Moreover, two other significant cognitive areas were improved: working memory and sustained attention. And these skills were maintained 6 months after completion of their training. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's significant. That's huge. Dr. Adam Ghazali, who's a PhD professor, associate professor at UCSF, said that that's a powerful finding, that is a powerful example of just how plastic the older brain is. And of course, we recall that when they talk about the brain being plastic, they're talking about its ability to change, especially for the better, even over time, even in older age. Dr. Ghazali is a physiology and psychiatry professor and director of the Neuroscience Imaging Center. He notes that it's encouraging that even a little brain training can reverse some of the brain decline that occurs with age. A recent study conducted by neurobiologists at the University of California, Irvine, found that playing 3D video games could also boost the formation of memories. Participants were allocated to either a group that played video games with a 2D environment or a 3D environment. After playing the games for 30 minutes each day for 2 weeks, the students were given memory tests that engaged the brain's hippocampus. The participants in the 3D group significantly improved their memory test scores compared with the 2D group. The 3D group's memory performance increased by 12%, the same amount that memory performance usually declines by between 45 and 70 years of age. How many of you older people like gaming? How many of you are thinking, oh, wait a minute now. Maybe I need to either start gaming or maybe I need to pick it up. And remember now, specifically designed 3D video games. First, says Dr. Craig Stark of UCI Center for the Neurobiology of Learning and Memory, the 3D games have a few things that the 2D games don't have. They've got a lot more spatial information in there to explore. And secondly, they're much more complex with a lot more information to learn. You'd almost be tempted to think, oh man, if there's a whole lot more to learn, a whole lot more to do with the brain, then older people might not be inclined to play the game. Rather would just choose to give it up. Mm-mm. These games are much more complex with a lot more information to learn. In either way, we know that this kind of learning and memory not only stimulates, but requires the hippocampus. And so apparently we have older adults who are saying, hey, I'm ready for the challenge. Strategy video games in particular have shown promise in improving brain function among older adults and may provide protection against dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Ah, how's that sounding to some of you? Any of you having parents or grandparents, aunts, uncles, who may be moving into the realm of the older status at some point in the next few years? If the target is to improve older adults' cognitive control, reasoning, and high-order cognitive skills, and stave off dementia and Alzheimer's disease as long as possible, then maybe strategy games are the way to go, says Dr. Chandra Malika Basak, who's assistant professor at the Center for Vital Longevity and School of Behavior and Brain Sciences at the University of Texas at Dallas. Dr. Basak, like Sharna, says, agrees that cognitive training should come second to physical activity programs when it comes to improving cognitive function. Physical fitness programs have been linked with positive effects on cognition and brain function and structure. So remember, catch what she's saying, what Dr. Psaki is saying here. They're not saying don't do the video gaming. Specifically prepared video gaming can be helpful, but it should not take priority over physical activity. There is evidence to suggest that video games may be a viable treatment for depression and improved memory and mood in adults with mild cognitive impairment. The effect of video games on the brain is a new area of research that will continue to be explored. And it could be that they're just scraping the surface of the potential that video games could present in enhancing cognitive ability and preventing cognitive disorders. All right, stay with me. More Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. in just a few.